In this video, guys, I'm going to explain to you what I believe to be the benefits of having a six-pack. And I'm going to try and give you my most no BS opinion on someone that's always had abs. I mean, like, I've always had a six-pack probably since I was a teenager. I used to be a very skinny kid, so it doesn't really count when you're skinny and you've got abs. But I mean, I then built the muscle afterwards to maintain the abs. So pretty much ever since I can remember. So I'm going to give you an honest opinion, but also just from my perspective of working with a lot of guys and a lot of men, we have helped hundreds of men get six-pack lean. And I will give you my honest opinion on, you know, why I believe it's changed their lives as well. So I will start by saying that, you know, it isn't really for everyone. Like, you don't need to have a six-pack. Literally sat here saying that the gold standard is to get a six-pack and a guy should absolutely have a six-pack and this is what you need. If you don't have that, then you're worthless. That is just not at all the reality, okay? It often is going to depend on your lifestyle and your goals. I mean, realistically, if you don't live in a hot country, you're not a content creator, you've not got your top off all the time, it's not part of your job, well, you know, it's not essential. It's like you probably go on holiday maybe twice a year, maybe more depending, right? But you don't need to literally be six-pack lean all the time. I'm not saying that that's the goal. Of course, I think every guy should be in shape. Being in shape is also subjective. There are guys that are still in shape that don't have six packs. And it kind of then does depend on your lifestyle. You know, like if you are someone that, you know, is quite a social person, you like to really enjoy your life, maybe you drink quite a lot, which is fine if that's what you want to do, then, you know, maybe maintaining a six pack isn't possible. You can still be healthy. And then would I really say it's worth it? Maybe not. You might argue that it's not. You might argue that it's not really realistic, okay? But what I will tell you guys is this, right? It's not about the six-pack itself, okay? It's not about literally thinking, oh, you've got this like rock-solid core that makes you more superior to other people. It's what the six-pack represents. It's what the man who has got the six-pack, it's what that man has been through, and it says a lot about that person's character. And what that means is it talks discipline, right? It talks standards, it talks self-control, and it really enables you to become that super high standard, high performer in all areas of your life. It's the confidence from knowing you built something hard to achieve, right? And that is what gives you an edge on other guys. I'm glad that getting a six-pack is hard. I'm glad that there's a statistic that there's more millionaires in the US than there's guys that have got a six-pack, because it says to me that getting a six-pack is extremely rare, it's extremely difficult, which is what makes it so valuable. So, you know, is the six-pack worth it? Is the vanity of having a six-pack worth it? That's arguable. But is it from a psychological perspective? Is it from the mindset perspective? Yeah, I think it is, because it speaks such high volumes on what you, the standards that you set for yourself as a guy. It is the confidence from knowing that you've built something hard to achieve, proof that you can follow through and build momentum in your life. It's a mindset shift. I did this so I can do anything, right? The physical standards of having a six pack reflects in your mental standard. It means that that is how you show up for everything. The guy that's lean, the guy that's in great shape, not all the time, as there's probably a lot of influencers out there that are pretty useless in terms of, you know, they probably haven't built much else. But there's a lot of the time that guys that are in really good shape are also very successful in other areas of their life as well. Like, that's kind of a reality. You see now that there's a lot of the rich dudes, Jeff Bezos, people like that are getting in really good shape. Zuckerberg, getting in really, really good shape. CEOs are really seeing the value of obviously being there now. And again, I'm not saying everyone falls into this bracket. That's not the reality. But if you want to become a super high performing man, then yes, I think that having a six pack and pushing towards that level of body fat and at least seeing kind of, you know, an outline of those abs, I think that reflects an incredibly high standard. So yeah, like the benefit is absolutely there when it comes to setting the standard and what that six pack actually means. Now, you know, let's go into more of the real talk of actually what are the benefits of having a six pack. Now, of course, I'm not gonna make a video like this and try and explain to you that it doesn't improve things like your dating life, your social life. Now, you know, I've been single now for probably the past like 2.5 years, maybe even longer than that. And, you know, I've had a pretty good dating life, not a hugely extravagant. Like, I'm not a guy that goes out and dates different girls every single week all the time. But, you know, I've dated enough girls to get a good perspective on this now. And one thing I will say is having a lean, athletic body, a lean, athletic look, it has definitely helped me in terms of attraction. I had a lot of compliments. A lot of girls I've dated have said that they think my body is very good. It's very attractive. And I wouldn't say that I've gone to the extreme level. I just have a very lean, athletic look that I think is maintainable. So obviously, if you want to be more attractive, if you want to have more confidence, yes, like get a six pack, get in good shape. Of course, it's going to help you with that. It's just like a no-brainer. The girls that say they prefer dad bods, I honestly just don't even believe that that's what they actually think. Sometimes I think it comes down to their own personal confidence. I can't speak from everyone's perspective, but I think that most girls, if they were, you know, shown what physique they prefer, most of the time they're probably going to choose the guy that's in pretty good shape. Not super ripped, but in good shape. And I'm pretty sure I've seen, you know, pieces of content, people that have reflected studies back and forth of what physique they prefer. And it's been that CR7 Ronaldo lean six-pack, not super lean, but a lean athletic body. So obviously, if you're looking to improve on your dating life, open up more opportunities, whether that's meet the right guy, the right girl, you know, being in good shape is going to help you get there. Having a lean athletic look will make you more attractive and it will definitely give you more respect. And also I speak to that as well in terms of opening up more opportunities, guys, right? Like me, again, like being out here in Bali, like I've met a lot of cool guys. I've had a lot of cool conversations. I've made a lot of connections from just being in good shape because, you know, people want to come and talk to you. People want to know you, right? Because you're in good shape. It reflects high standards. Like, what does this guy do? This guy keeps himself in really good shape. Creates a little bit of curiosity. So it opens up more doors. And it also enables you to build a strong circle because if you're in shape, then of course, you know, other guys maybe want to understand or be part of your network. They want to know more. You build more friendships. Like I said, since being out here in Bali, I've made a lot of friends from, you know, from being in good shape. I've speak to see another guy that's in good shape. I want to go and talk to them. It's literally what's happened. I've, you know, been out here in Bali. I've been by the pool and I've seen a guy that's in really good shape. He looks, you know, maybe a similar age to myself. I'm like, geez, that I'm going to go speak to that guy. You speak to them, you build up connections. And then you obviously from there, you're going to start building, you know, who knows what. You don't know what these guys, you don't know what sort of connections, where they can lead to. This is the most exciting thing. So it absolutely opens up more doors. You have that level of discipline and respect that you gain from other men. And then other men want to speak to you and it opens up more opportunities, right? So when it comes to improving your dating life, of course, having a six pack is going to improve. When it comes to improving your career, of course, it's going to improve. It might even give you the edge, guys, when it comes to, you know, walking into an interview room. Because let's be honest, if an employer looks at two identical guys on paper, both exactly the same in every way, apart from one of the guys is in amazing shape. You can see through his shirt that he trains, he's lean, he's athletic. And the other guy's sloppy, he's a mess, he's overweight. You know, which guy do you think is going to get chosen in terms of the hire? Obviously the in-shape guy. So opens up more doors, it gives you more opportunities, it improves your social circle. First impressions, which let's be honest, guys, first impressions are everything these days. We always judge people on the way that they look. So of course, you know, I'm not saying you can tell if someone's got a six pack from seeing them, but you can tell if someone's in good shape. You can see whether that person's fit. You can see whether that person trains, and that is going to give you the aura of that person has a very high standard that people want to be associated with, which is important. Six pack visually improves your standards. It gives you the advantage in every area of your life. So honestly, in my opinion, is it worth it? 100%, because it changes how you see yourself and it changes how the world sees you as well. So am I saying you should go out, you should strive to get super lean and get the six pack and get to, you know, ridiculously low body fat? No, I'm not saying that. I think every guy should see themselves in amazing shape. I think it's a shame for a guy to go through their life and not get to an amazing shape with their body. It's a massive shame to think, well, you could have achieved. Every guy's got the ability to look and feel incredible, to get the six pack, to feel amazing. I think every guy should get to that position and feel what it feels like to be like that. I think every guy should push and go and do things like photo shoots. Love photo shoots. It's the biggest thing we do at Fit Lab right now. Smashing our shoots recently. Massive one coming up again soon. And you know, the way the guys feel when they go and do those shoots and how they see themselves is absolutely incredible. Now, do I think those guys are going to maintain the shoot condition all year round? No. Some of them will go and gain a bit more body fat, maybe lose the, you know, the real shredded definition, but they're still going to feel great. So I don't think the standard should be six pack lean, super lean all the time. I think that for some of you, like for me personally, like I want to be at the absolute peak that I can be all the time. But I think being in respectively good shape, looking athletic, having a good physique, having a good amount of muscle, being lean, being healthy, it will improve your life in every single way. And you're a guy, you deserve that for yourself. You deserve better. And if you are settling right now for anything less than that, then that's a problem that you need to fix immediately. Anyway, guys, hope you found this video useful. Make sure you smash the like button, make sure you hit subscribe, and as always, I will catch you in the next video.